Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, America. Happy Thursday, everybody. Let's check out some temperatures in western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. 46 degrees at Beaver, 40 at Freedom. Who is this? It's 50. Breckenridge, Lahoma, and Fairview, you guys are all at 50 degrees. 45 degrees at Weatherford, 47 degrees at Cheyenne. That's the home of the secret weapon. 50 at Eric, 54 at Hollis. I think 54 is the warmest in western Oklahoma right now. They're in the 60s in eastern Oklahoma. 51 at Altus, out here in the Panhandle. 48 at Canadian, 52 at Miami, 50 at McLean, 53 at Wellington, and 54 at Odell. And Childress, you're 55 degrees. All right, we got a great show lined up for today. Mrs. Linda Lucas will be in here in just a little bit, and we're going to be talking about the Roger Mills County Cattlemen Association's 47th Annual Western Oklahoma All-Breed Bull Sale. So if somebody sees Matt Thornbrough out there sometime or another, ask him why he's too scared to come on the show with me, talk about his bulls he's selling Saturday. He says, I'm not a public speaker. But but you look at him, he's got such a sweet radio face. But anyway, I tried to get him to come over with Linda, but he wasn't having none of that. He even sent me a Snapchat showing me what he was doing. He was working. And it wasn't happening. So, try to have a little fun today. But, man, the bull sales are starting, guys, and it's one of my favorite times of the year. I wish I could go to every bull sale, but I can't get it done. But they're just so fun to go watch, and 9 out of 10 of them's got really good food. And I don't know who that other one is, the 10th one that doesn't. It's probably the one I don't get to go to. But, we got some really good bull sales coming up this spring. And like I said, I've said this before, don't want to sound like a broken record, but if you want to replace the current bull you have right now, it might be a good opportunity. I bet you'll get your money back on the bull you got in the pasture. Sure, you'll have to spend a little more money to replace him, but you need a tax write-off anyway with what your cattle are bringing this year. Hey, I have if you're watching on Facebook or on our website, I have a really nice hat. It says the Perfectly Powerful Peanut, and it's got a picture of a peanut, and this hat was from the National Peanut Board. Here's my question of the day. 580-225-9697. It's kind of a two-part question, so you're going to have to send me in two answers, and I'm going to take like the fourth or fifth one, whoever sends in. I need your name, and send in your answers. What is the average lifespan of a good herd bull? And how many years is that bull actually active with your herd? How old does a bull live to? And how many years is he really good in your herd before we start having issues, leg, and all that other stuff deals? So that's the question. And fourth person texts in the correct answers. I got a really nice peanut hat for you. It's a pretty cool hat. So, all right, let's check out what happened overnight in our old big world of agriculture. Soybean futures were lower in overnight trading on technical selling as Brazil prepares for a record harvest. Investors who were long the market or bet on higher prices likely sold some contracts and booked profits after soybean futures rose by double digits yesterday. Also weighing in on prices this morning are prospects for good record soybean crop for Brazil. Farmers in the South American country have started harvesting their beans, according to CONAB. reporting that over 3%, only about 3% of the crop was in the bin. So they're just getting cranked up right now. Production is forecast by the USDA at 169 million metric tons, when if realized would be up from 153 million tons a year earlier. It was the largest crop on record last year. So it could blow that one out of the water, it looks like. While Brazil, the world's largest exporter of soybeans, has had its challenges with weather this season, producers look like they're on a track to bring in the highest ever record harvest. Doesn't sound like the weather's been that crazy. Soybean futures for March delivery dropped 8.25 cents to 10.52 1/4 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal lost 160 to 308.20 a short ton, and soy oil fell 0.45 cents to 44.52 a pound. Corn futures were down 2.25 cents to 494 3/4 a bushel. Wheat for March delivery rose 0.75 cents. 563 1/4 a bushel, while Kansas City futures were up 1.5 cents to 581 3/4 a bushel. Ethanol production dropped to the lowest level in almost 3 months, and inventories declined in the 7 days it ended on January 24th, according to data from the EIA, which is the Energy Information Administration. Output declined to an average of 1.015 million barrels a day, the agency said. That's down from 1.099 the previous week, and it's the lowest level since the week that ended on September the 27th. Midwest production plunged an average of 964,000 barrels a day, and that's down from 1.042 million in the week prior. That's also the lowest since September. Gulf Coast output dropped to 19,000 from 24,000. That was all the only ones that dropped. East Coast and Rocky Mountain output were both steady at 11,000 barrels per day, and West Coast production was unchanged at 10,000 barrels a day for the fifth straight week. Ethanol inventories in the week through January the 24th were down to 25.722 million barrels. That's down from 25.874 million the previous week. Looks like we got snow and rain in southern and western Kansas. No accumulation is expected. Storms are rumbling through eastern Oklahoma as we speak right now, and parts of Arkansas. Nothing crazy going on. Well, I've seen a lot of posts on social media how the weather people missed this one big time. They missed it for basically the majority of the whole state, except for the extreme eastern and southeastern parts of Oklahoma. They're getting nice rains, inch to 2 inches down in there. But for the most part, western Oklahoma and central Oklahoma, 0.03 to 0.22 was the most I've seen. West I-35, I mean, we'll take whatever moisture we can get, but you know, weather's a prediction, and they still get paid whether they're right or wrong. So it's just one of those deals. We missed it. Looks like I looked at the Long Ranger earlier, guys, and looks like we have a couple, 2-3 days in a row towards the middle to end of next week. We got like 25% chance of rain now. So keep your fingers crossed and hope for the best. We could use a good shower. I mean, we're pretty decent off because of the November rains, which is crazy. But we need a few showers before spring gets here and the wheat starts really growing and blah blah blah, and everybody's getting ready to plant corn and all that good stuff. So we need some shower. I kicked around in the triticale fields the other day, and you know, I only have a 1/2 inch to a 3/4, maybe 1 inch deep, and there's moisture right there. And I know our wheat crops and triticale and rye look like crap right now, but I think that's mainly because of that cold weather we had there for a couple weeks in a row. It wasn't severe, but it was cold. And then the grazing cattle need some stuff to start growing again because they're running out of stuff to eat. Also want to send out some everybody send out prayers and thoughts for the people. That was a bad deal in Washington DC last night with the Army helicopter and the U.S. Airlines plane. Anyway, that's just a bad deal. Prayers go out for all the families And I'm sure there, somebody will be at fault, but it doesn't matter. They've all perished according to the news that I've got here. So send some good thoughts and prayers out for the families of the people that died in the airplane and helicopter crash last night. It's a bad deal. It's been a long time since there's been one in the United States, and it's not a good feeling. So, all right, today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Hour. Brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. Let's go ahead and take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break and be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
The thing about tires is it only takes one of them to blow out to stop you right where you are. Good thing Blair Tire comes to you. South of I-40 and west of I-35, nobody has more ag tires than Blair Tire and Feed. They'll have it when you need it. If you're stranded, Blair Tire finds you and fixes it. Getting you rolling again is where they hang their hat. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19 in Blair. All the name brand tires you want. Service that can't be touched.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix, or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, January 27th. 3,027 head were sold. 13 head of steers at 671 brought 297.50. 11 at 711 brought 285. 21 at 805 brought 264. 18 at 821 brought 265. 11 at 865 brought 262. 7 head of heifers at 522 brought 300. 19 at 569 brought 297. 10 at 665 brought 276. 12 at 705 brought 256.50. 26 at 787 brought 254.50. 27 at 801 brought 250.50. Butcher cows were 38 to 155. Butcher bulls brought 133. To 184. Bred cows were 1275 to 2350. Pairs brought $2,550. Western Oklahoma Livestock, Clinton, Oklahoma, sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I'm coming. Everybody, patience. I had to shake some people's hands. McLean, Texas. Here's your ag weather update for out there in the panhandle of Texas. McLean is 49. Wind chills 42. The humidity is 41. Dew point's 26. The wind's southwest at 21 with peak wind gusts today, 28 miles per hour, 19 one-hundredths of an inch so far this month. No sub-freezing minutes last night, and 8-inch soil temperature is 43 degrees. Here is your Lipscomb Dealerships grain market updates. Let me update it. See if it'll refresh. Bam, there it is. March corn, 490, down 6.5. May is 501, down 6. March soybeans, 1045, down 15.25. May is 1061, down 14. Soybean meal. March, 304.80, down 5. May is 313.30, down 490. Soybean oil. March, 44.93, down 4. Hard red winter wheat. Actually up nicely today. March is 589, up 9. May is 598, up 8.25. Cotton for July, 68.78, down 18. West Texas intermediate crude oil, March 72.80, up 18 cents. Natural gas, March 310. This keeps going backwards. We almost had it up to $4. Now here it goes backwards. Looks like the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ are all trading in the green today. Cattle, different story. February lives, 204.87, down 215. April, 201.65, down 330. Don't everybody panic. We're still at record highs. Everybody's adjusting their income, getting their bonuses for the end of the month. Cattle will come back up right after Sunday, so mark my word on it. Feeder cattle for January, 281.90, up 135. March is 273.20. Down 207, April's 272, down 222. Lean hogs, February, 84.25, down 35. Let's take a look at the current drought monitor that was fresh off the press this morning. Western Oklahoma, except for down there around Altus, Lawton and Tipton, Grandview down in there is got a little bit of drought going on. But this has to be the first time in a long time that the panhandle of Oklahoma and Texas, there's not one single bit of drought going on in those two areas. And northwestern Oklahoma, you're looking good too. That's the way we're going to go. Well, my guest is already in the studio, so we're going to go ahead and take an early Oklahoma Farm Bureau break brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau, and we're going to get back because I know there's excitement in the air for the bull sale. Miss Linda Lucas is in the studio with me, so we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the big bull sale coming up this Saturday in Cheyenne at the Red Barn. We'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
Did you know a cow's energy requirement increases 1% for each degree the cattle comfort index is below 32 degrees? And that energy would double to 2% if the animal is wet to the skin. One way to help with that is feeding them with MaxiGain or Range Max cattle cubes, all available at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Get yours today in bulk or bags. That's SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And follow SEI Agritech on Facebook for ag news and information on their products.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
I open new accounts, CDs, IRAs, help our customers with online banking, order debit cards, anything that has to do with checking accounts, savings accounts, opening those up for new customers or helping our existing customers with any issues or things that they might have with an account. They want customer service. They want someone to just know who they are, and they want someone that they can trust. I'm Tori Ashpaw, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust at Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
You've got a business to run and need vehicles to run it. We get it. Let Lipscomb Dealerships help you whether your company drives Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, or Ram. We've got the half-ton and heavy-duty trucks you need to get the job done at Lipscomb Dealerships. 6 convenient locations for service across North Texas and Western Oklahoma. Call us today at 800-205-7130. That's 800-205-7130. Or visit LipscombDealerships.com and save more in the country. Lipscomb, good people, great deals since 1979.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hi, welcome back. Sealing, Oklahoma. Here's your ag weather forecast for up in northwestern Oklahoma. 46, feels like 43, dew points 45, humidity's 95, the wind's out of the southwest at 8, 15 one-hundredths of an inch in the last 24 hours, actually, and 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 35 degrees, sunset at 6 o'clock, 55 today, becoming sunny this afternoon, tonight partly cloudy and 33, and tomorrow 60 degrees and sunny with northwest winds 5 to 14 miles an hour. Well, in the studio with me right now is Linda Lucas, head honcho at the Roger Mills County all-breed bull sale. Thanks for coming in.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's always wonderful to have you in the smiling face, and you're always happy.
Yep.
You even got company trailing you today.
Sure.
And
my chauffeur.
Yeah. Well, if you guys haven't got it yet, which I know a lot of you have, go out and get your new Penny News hot off the press. And on the front page, guess what's on there, Linda?
It looks like a Roger Mills County cattleman's ad.
Yeah, it is. You guys are, I guess this is, you changed your dates this year, and looks like you're probably one of the first bull sales out here in Western Oklahoma.
We are.
Yeah, and you're going to set the standard.
We're going to set the standard or set the base.
Set the base. And well, it's exciting because last year you guys had a wonderful sale.
We did. Our average was over 3,000.
Right. Yeah. And that was a record, greater. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. And I think, I'm going to go out on a limb. I think it's going to be better this year. How could it not with the cattle prices the way they are?
I have had more calls for catalogs than I have had in a long time.
And that's good.
I got one today from Shawnee, Oklahoma.
Whoa. Good.
So I don't think it'll get out there in time,
but
what do you want to know about?
I seen where you'd posted on Facebook about, you know, you got all these catalogs everywhere and where do you go to get one, but you can find it. Basically, it's not going to be the catalog on the front page of the Penny News, but it's going to list all your breeders and stuff.
Right. It'll list the consigners. It gives you all the important times and dates and stuff, and the bulls should be in place tomorrow afternoon,
okay,
by 5 o'clock.
So they can start coming looking at them?
So they can start coming look tomorrow afternoon. And, of course, they'll be there all night long with someone watching over them.
Yeah, there's a – now, I'm excited because, you know, there's The cattle market is really good right now. We're at a record high with cattle, which is good. And I've been trying to talk people into going buying new bulls and selling their old bulls.
Well, they really ought to. And a lot of people have held on to a bull for a long time because they know what they're going to get. And a lot of people have also sold out cattle because it got so dry.
Right.
And they call, I think I have a lot of folks who have kept heifers back in the area, and they'll be looking for heifer bulls.
Yep.
So, and those old cows that are selling have to be going somewhere. So,
oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing Brandon and I talked about Tuesday on the show is, you know, yeah, some of the guys are culling their cows, and you know, we've had a couple people have passed away, and they're getting rid of their herd and stuff. Their family's getting rid of their herd and stuff. But he said there's a lot of them going back to the pasture, and they're not going to the slaughterhouse.
I had heard down here at Elk, not, I don't remember how long ago it was, that the packers just got up and left because... The farmers were spending way too much money on those cows that were going back home.
They needed tax write-off.
Yeah, yeah.
So they sold them calves, and they thought, oh, what am I going to do with that? No, it's good. The market's good. It's been a long time since the farmers and ranchers, cattle producers mainly, all narrowed down to that category, have been optimistic.
Yes.
And it's pretty tough because we've tried the last couple of weeks to buy some replacement cows, some 4 to 8 year olds that are, you know, medium or shortbred, and you know, the number just don't work out.
I saw a guy from Hammond just when I was having lunch just now, and he said that they sold first calf heifers bred this week in the north of the state.
Yeah, yeah.
For $3,500 or more.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah, it's times are good. Just everybody better cross their T's and dot their I's.
Yes.
Make sure all that good stuff works. And we had a little more wheat pasture this year than normal, and it's starting to show that we don't have as much. But it's first February. Well, it's not that long to spring.
Right. Green grass is coming.
The green grass is coming and stuff like that. Well, let's get started.
Okay.
Let's talk about it. It's Saturday, February 1st at 12:15 at the Red Barn, and it's really easy to find. It's right there on the south side of Cheyenne. When you pull in, you can actually see the Red Barn when you're on the highway there. Right there in the construction.
Right there in the construction. And we have modified things a little bit. We're going to have a 15 acres of Bermuda grass to park on this year, and the parking situation ought to be a little bit better than last year.
Right.
I've really been sweating bullets about this 11 inches of snow we were going to get. If we had enough vehicles to pull people out of being stuck.
Oh, I bet so. I bet we would have. Who's doing the auction, Monty?
Monty's doing the auction.
And Brandon said he was going to help out in the ring.
Brandon and Rex Fleming.
Oh, cool.
Are coming to be our ring men. And I'll be clerking. And Ashley will be taking your money and making sure we're all doing it right.
What's Frank do during the sale? I never paid no attention.
Not much. he visits with people and keeps them.
Sounds like a politician.
I imagine.
It's all good. Frank's a good man to represent Western Oklahoma. And okay, so 12:15, you'll be having food prior to that.
Yes. Stan and Jennifer, the owners of the Red Barn, will have some breakfast items, and then they'll do lunch also. And I know what they're having.
Oh, can you tell us?
Fajitas.
Oh, cool.
And hamburgers.
Well, I have the deal going on here at the Votech at the Western Technology Center here, where they're going to have gardening coming in, honeybees and stuff like that. But I'm giving myself just enough time to come up there to eat once the auction start off.
All right.
So we got lots of things going on. What else do you want people to know about the terms and stuff, catalogs and stuff like that?
You're going to pay for that bull before you leave, before you load him out, and we will do our best to get the right bull in the right trailer.
Yeah. At least the right color.
We have had problems before, but we always make it right, and we get it figured out and get our problems straightened out. Now, I know in the past we made a trade on Main Street in Hammond, and I don't think the man ever knew that he had the wrong bull.
But you guys did.
Or that we made the trade.
Oh, I wish I'd have had a shot of that. That would have made a great video.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, but that's part of it. If we didn't have something go wrong, and this turned out to be a good deal, you know, you got it trade, it all works out.
Well, and, I mean, we're people that have other jobs and do this once a year, and it takes us a little bit to get everything, all the kinks worked out, but we get it done, and we have a pretty good system in place, so we make things work.
I don't know if I asked you this last year. Is there any transportation available?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so. That's why I was asking. I didn't see it in there. I bet that could be figured out, too, if possible.
Yeah.
So try to make your own transportation available if you're coming and you're serious about buying a bull.
That we had a guy from the Texas Panhandle about an hour and a half away who came and bought bulls last year and didn't bring a trailer. So he had to go home and get his trailer. And so about 8:30, he got back. And then he lost his billfold there. He dropped it when he got out of the truck. So I had gone to eat, and he called me and was just in a tizzy.
Oh, I would have been.
And I said, I'll go back. And Frank and I went back. We found it. And I met him over by Canadian.
And got him
on Sunday morning.
See, now, that's, you're a trooper. I don't that's good. That was just mighty nice of you. Well, let's talk about some of the, let's talk about them all.
Okay.
Let's talk about the breeders bringing bulls in. Let's start with Markham that's out of Wheeler, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mark.
Brian.
Brian, I mean. And yep. He had some in there last year. Sold really good.
Sold really well.
Right. And they're all Angus. And then Ackerson, Angus, where are they from?
They're Sweetwater.
Okay. Yep. And then they was bulls in there last year,
yes,
too.
Yes, they did. Most of our consigners are pretty long time. We have a couple of new guys this year.
Right.
But Atkinson's are, and this is Brad's phone number, Brad Atkinson.
Yeah.
He's a banker.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where he works. But right. His mom and dad are at Sweetwater.
Okay.
And have lots of ties in Roger Mills County.
Who's Lazy S?
That is Sterling and Sean Moore.
Okay.
And they have Red Angus. Little different breeding than their thoroughbred genetics.
Okay. And then we got Owen Ackerson. Is that kin to the other Ackerson?
Yes, it is.
All right. And then are those Angus also?
Yes.
All right. And then 5D Cattle. Who's 5D?
It's part of the Doral bunch.
That was a good
answer.
I'm
not sure who is who in the whole bunch, but we have TJ and we have Twisted D and 5D.
Yeah.
So I have
probably
Tony, TJ, and...
oh, my God. My mind went...
Yeah.
I know. So, good. And, of course, Mr. John Mollett.
Yes.
Here out of Elk.
He consigns with us frequently, and he always brings really, really nice bulls. Yep.
Yeah, he's a good breeder, not just cattle also, so yes. It's all good.
And the Doral's cattle are really looking nice.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. And then Black Hereford Ranch up there at Roll. Everybody knows who the Black Hereford
is. Everybody knows Chris.
Yeah, everybody.
And he's not bringing us Black Hereford. He's bringing us... He's got Charlay, and there may be a Hereford in there, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
He's bringing a Black Brockleface Simmental bull.
Yes, that's what I figured he'd bring in.
And some Charlays.
Yep. And then we got Jenkins Angus Farms, and they're out of where?
Gage Fargo area.
Right. Yep.
And Penny's longtime consigner. Angus Angus cattle.
And then old Matt, the guy that won't come over here and get on the show with you.
Yeah.
But last year, that's the first year he'd been back in a while.
Yes. When I first started, they were bringing limousine cattle.
Yeah.
And it was his dad and the boys. And now Matt's back with us. Last year was the first year back.
And they did good.
They did good. And he's back again this year.
All right. And then Heath Cattle Company, tell us a little bit about them.
They are new consigners.
Okay.
They're from over by Canton, Watonga area. He's going to have oldie bred type cattle, and they are Angus. There's three Angus bulls.
Okay.
Some pretty nice genetics there.
All right. And then Jay Allen Cattle Company, who's that?
That is Jimmy Allen. And
I know that name.
All the Allens up northwest of Roger Mills
Mill County.
Yeah.
Okay.
And these are Simmental Maine Angus cross bulls. Just some that they've raised and kept because they were pretty nice. And they thought they'd give this a try. They're first time consigners.
Awesome. I hope they did good.
I do too. And I think the cattle look pretty good.
Okay. So. And then Mr. Mahler, Don. He's coming in there, probably, is it Herefords?
Herefords, yep. Both horned and polled.
Okay.
And they're not going to be heifer bulls, I don't think.
Okay.
They're pretty big.
Okay, are they?
Yep, they're pretty big.
They're not going to be there. All right, and then Ashton Cockrell, that's Roger Mills County, isn't
yes.
it? Yes.
And that bull is a Red Angus Charlotte cross.
Oh, okay.
And
I have to go take a look at that one. I don't know that I probably have, just didn't know. Look at a Red Angus.
Look on our Facebook page.
I knew that. I'm just a radio guy. I'm not a social media. No,
I will.
I'm going to look at that. I need to look at that. That's awesome. So nearly 60 bulls, right?
We're at around 50 this year.
50. Okay. Yep. And registered and commercial. And man, what do you want to tell people to get them there?
We're going to have some really good bulls. I think you probably aren't going to get bulls any cheaper this year.
Right.
I mean, because we really are setting the base for most of the other sales because we are one of the first sales in Western Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And I think that as you get closer to turnout time, they'll just get higher and higher in price, and that this way you can have them home, you can get them conditioned the way you want them, and they're ready to turn out. And a lot of these bulls are of an age that they're ready to go to work right now.
Well, I don't know if you heard me the other day, but I read a deal from Dr. Mark Johnson from OSU, and he put out that article about what a bull's worth.
Yes.
I agreed with it 100%.
Yes, it kind of made me took my breath away. But because didn't he say 4,000 to 9,000 or more?
For if you sell in your calf, five calves at five weights.
Yep.
And then it went on up to around 9,000, almost 10,000 if you're selling your calves at feeder weights like 700 to 800, but if you hold your calves out and take them all the way, follow them all the way to the feedlots, $11,000-$12,000.
Yeah.
So.
And we do have some bulls in here that have really good carcass numbers. For those of you that I know that there's a lot of people doing freezer beef anymore.
Right.
And that would be a way to improve what you've got.
Yeah, because Roger Mills County has some pretty good breeders, commercial,
right?
Taylor Ranch, Tucker's, they all raise right. beef to sell locally, and they watch those numbers.
Yeah,
and they help, and they help. Yeah. And I'm sure there's more out there. I just named the ones off that I know right off the top of my head.
Right off the top of the head.
Yeah, because I already asked Mr. Taylor if he's coming to visit Frank at the bull sale. And so we'll see. Let's see if Jimbo makes it there. We know Monty will be there.
We know Monty will be there.
All right. Well, Linda, thank you so much for coming by, and I'll see you Saturday. And I'll hope if hope everything goes according to plan.
You know, the weather's going to be great. There's
it's going to be beautiful.
There's no reason at all not to be there.
Bull Sail Golf Course. Which
Bull Sail. Bull Sail. We've worked on the parking situation. That ought to be good for us. And I just think that it's a good place to come and visit with your friends and your neighbors and see how everyone's doing and see how the cattle market's doing.
Yeah.
It's just a good time.
Yeah, it's good. Like I said, I'm excited because this is the first bull sale. We've said that 100 times, but I'm excited to see what the numbers are going to be like because, I mean, you can take a 2,000-pound bull into the sale barn right now and get almost $4,000 for it. So, yeah. You know, that kind of is giving you an idea that bulls are going to...
And I've got some that are going to be weighing that 2,000, so you know what they're worth right now.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks for coming in, Linda.
Sure. Thank you.
All right. See you Saturday.
All right.
We're going to take Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. We'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
I'm at a smoothie bar asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Cold days, frigid nights, that's winter out here. And then there's the ice and snow. Your vehicle takes a beating at the hands of Old Man Winter. Not a good time to break down on the side of the road somewhere. Barber Dyson Ford's technicians will get your vehicle cold weather ready, regardless of make or model. BD even has WeatherTech products to protect the inside of your motorized chariot. Let our service team at Barber Dyson Ford get your vehicle cold weather ready. Online, barberdysonford.net.
ASCO equipment may be new to Elk City, but our company is built on decades of dependable service. Whether you need sales, rentals, parts, or service, ASCO has you covered with top quality equipment brands like Case, Hitachi, and more. Stop by and visit us at our new Elk City location and see for yourself why ASCO is trusted by those who build, fuel, and feed Oklahoma. ASCO equipment, powering your projects across the Sooner State.
If you'd like to tackle those home projects yourself, like building a privacy fence or spicing up the place with some landscaping, you'll need the right tools to get the job done fast. Rent what you need from DJ's Rentals and Sales on South Main in Elk City. They have gas-powered post hole diggers for fence building, skid steers for hauling landscape blocks, and excavators for any type of digging that needs to be done. The best thing about DJ's is the free advice. Stop by and talk to them about your next project.
If you've got a job that's going to take some heavy equipment and skill, call Johnny Evans at Double J Dozing and Excavating. He specializes in building ponds and making pads for barns and sheds. He'll clear land and trees, he'll make roads, he'll do terrace work, and even fix washouts. Johnny can do most anything that involves a dozer or an excavator. He's ready to go to work in this area, so give him a call or text at 580-339-6854. That's Johnny Evans and Double J Dozing and Excavating.
The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale is February 26th at the ranch southwest of Leedy, selling 150 two-year-old bulls. Sires include Sitz Barricade, LAR Man in Black, Deer Valley Growth Fund. Several other breed-leading sires will be represented. Also selling commercial two-year-old pairs and open yearling heifers carrying QC Genetics. The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, Wednesday, February 26th at 12:30 at the ranch southwest of Leedy. You can also view the sale and bid online at cci.live. For videos and sale information, log on to quartermastercreek.com.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Altus, you're 55, feels like 55, humidity 69, dew points 45. The winds are out of southwest at 10 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 18.09 inches. That'd be what, 9 1,000ths or 91,000ths? Nope, that'd be 9. Anyway, I'm trying to figure out how they do it around Grimes, Oklahoma. They figure it in the thousands. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 42 degrees. Sunset at 6:04. 64 today, becoming sunny. Partly cloudy and 37 tonight. Tomorrow, beautiful. Sunny and 66 degrees. All right. My question earlier for this pretty sweet peanut cap was, what's the average lifespan of a good herd bull, and how many years does it actually is actually potent, powerful? It makes good. So I had all kinds of answers on the text line. I'll share some of them with you. 15 years old for lifespan, 10 prime, 6 and 6, said one guy. With my luck, a week after I buy him, I would say 7 years old and use them 5 years old. And I notified the winner who won the cap. But here is what I come out, and this come off of the livestock division and extension agency here. It is common practice this time of year to evaluate our cows and make culling decisions, but this is also a good time to evaluate our bulls to determine which sires we are going to feed through the winter and which have come to the end of their genetic contribution to the operation. Bulls, much like cows, can live 10 to 12 years old on average. Most bulls will remain active in the herd for closer to 4 or 5 years due to feet and leg structural and fertility problems, temperament concerns, or injuries. The decision to cull many bulls happens in the spring after failing a breeding soundness exam. However, producers can save input costs, 6 months worth of decent quality hay, for a mature bull that will cost about $600 based on current prices by culling bulls in the fall if their offspring have any undesirable characteristics that would have made them unsuitable for the next breeding season. Most mature bulls can maintain condition with the same winter management as the cow herd. However, since mature bulls tend to weigh more than the average cow, you'd expect their per head dry matter intake to be more as well. If we assume a bull will consume roughly 2% of its body weight in dry matter per day, and that mature bull weighs around 1,800 pounds, they will consume around 36 pounds of dry matter per day for the 9 months that they're not actively breeding cows. If we know a bull has a problem, it's best to cull him sooner than later instead of sinking more input costs into him. Attitude problems. I have never seen a bull with an attitude problem. And feet and leg issues are two reasons why bulls should be culled sooner rather than later. If a bull is aggressive, it may be the best interest to our operation and to the safety of ourselves, employees, and other livestock to get rid of that bull. It's important to understand that their attitude can be an inheritable trait. So as a bull matures and gains weight, they may develop feet and structural issues. They may limit their ability to effectively breed cows and may be advantageous to cull those bulls now instead of waiting to see how they pull through the winter season. Culling bulls were desirable with undesirable traits allows producers to invest in genetics that will be a genetic improvement to the cow herd. It's important to understand that the bull continues to 90% of the contributes 90% of the gene pool and has more of a genetic contribution to the herd in 1 year than a cow will in her lifetime. This is a concept. There is a concept among many producers where the thought process is the bull is paid for, and regardless of his issues, I'm going to continue to use him. The problem with this concept is that every year the bull is allowed to contribute his genetics to the herd, he is passing along his negative traits as well. Buying a new bull has the potential to be more profitable if the new bull possesses the genetics to improve reproductive performance, growth rate, or carcass traits, and just to name a few. There you have it. So they're saying around 10 to 12 years is the lifetime of a bull, and 5 to 7 is when it's actually active in the herd. You don't have to worry about it. There's nothing. I only know a few times that this has happened, but a guy had one bull for his 25 cows, and that breed sound is an exam that you can get done at the vet. Yeah, it's a lot of trouble. Load the bull up, take it to the vet, blah, 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 and get him tested. But he put his bull in with his cows in late April. A lot of guys don't get to see the bulls breeding all the time. Depends on where your herds are from your house or what else you got going on with your operation. Come that fall, he noticed his cows weren't pigging much. And they went in there and did a preg checked him. Not one of 25 cows were pregnant. And that's a lesson hard learned right there. So there you have it. Just wanted to throw that in there. All right. So out here in the Texas Panhandle, the Texas Panhandle has managed to remain drought-free for most of what is historically the state's driest month of the year and is looking ahead with positive drought outlook through the end of April, according to the Texas Water Development Board. In most recent Water Weekly report from the TWDB, drought conditions were impacting 42% of Texas as of January the 21st, compared to 42% the week before, and then 67% 3 months ago, and 27% 1 year ago. The Texas Water Development Board detailed the drought map for the latter half of January showed little change from the previous week. January is historically Texas's driest month, which encouraged expansion, but expansion is also discouraged from January's being Texas' coolest month. On average, the TWDB said changes in the drought area during January tend to be less than a percentage point. So I just throw that out there. Meanwhile, if you guys want to know what's happening there at Lake Meredith, the Lake Meredith National Recreation Area in the Texas Panhandle reported the lake depth at 75.96 feet as of January 26, with a current volume 241,980 acre-feet of water. The record high for the lake was recorded in April 1973 at 101.85 feet, and its record low was recorded, I bet you guys can't guess what year, at 26.14 feet in August of 2013. Fun facts for the Texas Panhandle. Let's see here. Yesterday, man, things were acting up in D.C., and I just wanted to share this with you. Just hours before it was set to take effect, the U.S. District Judge Lauren Acklin, I hope I said that right, issued the order delaying implementation of till at least February 3rd of 2025. The potential impact of the funding freeze on disaster relief is one area that remains uncertain. So this is the White House here. The title is the White House abruptly rescinds the federal funding freeze, because things were really stirred up yesterday over a lot of things, because there's a lot of guys waited till after the first of the year and some of their programs with the FSA and the NRCS to get their money, and things were looking a little weird for some folks. The White House abruptly rescinded its federal funding freeze Wednesday after most Republicans spent days defending it. In a short memo to the heads of executive departments or agencies, OMB Acting Director Matthew Beth said the order is rescinded. The move came a day after the federal judge temporarily halted President Donald Trump's attempt to freeze federal aid and grant programs just hours before it was set to take effect. The U.S. district delayed it till at least February 3rd. So, anyway, we got another 4 or 5 days and wondering what's going on with that deal. And let's see here. What else we got here? Almost time for the show to come over. Oh, I wanted to go over some of the numbers at Hobart Stockyards yesterday. Hang on here a second. It refreshed on me. Looks like they had a pretty decent sale at the Hobart Stockyards. Looks like steers weighing 3 to 4 were average was bringing 436.25. High was 445. 4 to 5 weights were bringing up to 346. 5 to 6 weights up to 341. 6 to 7 weights up to 246. And there we have it. See you guys tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, Oklahoma. And God bless you.